Japan, KN4VWA. Africa, as in West Africa, Morocco.
Yes, contact.
You betcha.
I'm in kind of a little bad spot, so you're a little bit choppy here, but I believe that is because of where I'm at. So let me get up the road a little bit. You'll probably come in better.
Go west.
Jay.
Hey, Bob, where have you been? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I'm like a busier than a one-legged chicken in a butt-kicking contest. Very busy.
Good, I guess. Get out there and make lots of money so you can put into my retirement account. That's what I like. But I hope you're doing well there, bud.
Got my Hummer back. I had to have an engine put in it. So I just got it back about 10 minutes ago, so I'm out giving it a little driving around, kick the tires, so to speak.
I'm glad you got it back. I hope everything's working well with it. But anyway, good hearing you in here, Bob. I hadn't heard you in a long time. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with that other gentleman. I don't know who that was. But I just came in and turned the radio on, heard you in there. Y'all have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. ND7J, KI4DOS.
All right, Gary, good to hear you. And for sure, it's always a pleasure. I need to get on 2 meters a little more often. Steve, go ahead, ND7J mobile.
Well, Gary's just going to hurt my feelings if he doesn't recognize my voice. My goodness. Oh, how you doing, Gary? And yeah, man, you're coming in a lot clearer now. Yeah, that was exciting today to hit East Africa. And also, I could hear Japan today, all on 20 meters.
Now, you guys, what do you think here? I saw your log yesterday. I think you had one, so you made a few more. So what do you got, about 98 to go, 97 to go for DXCC on 20?
Listen, I'm just having a lot of fun making contact. And I didn't spend but about 30 or 45 minutes out there in the shed. I worked out there this afternoon finishing off my grounds. So my tower is now well grounded, and I've got to get a couple of those feed line lightning arresters. Who's got the best deal on those, Bob?
Polyphasers are good. There's, I forget the other brand, but I like polyphasers. I use polyphasers. I've got like 8 of them on all my feed lines, and they're all, well, you saw my control panel, and that's all full of polyphasers in there. And then I use a couple of MOVs. They're called metal oxide varistors. Give me lightning protection on all of my control wires for my various antennas and my rotor and all that stuff.
Roger, roger. So who do you think's got the better deal on them right now? Is that DX or is that HRO or who?
I typically shop at DX Engineering for the most part because I know the guys there. They sponsor a lot of stuff for us at W4DXCC. But I think really most of the places are pretty competitive with each other. But I tend to head over to DX Engineering. HRO not so much anymore, but I still do use them on occasion. But DX Engineering seems to be my go-to spot.
I know what you mean, because even though HRO has some really competitive pricing, DX has got much better technical support.
I think $50 or something, you get free shipping, and, you know, but they're all very competitive. Gigaparts, DX Engineering, HRO, there's many others, but, you know, I'm a DX Engineering guy. It's kind of like, you might be an ICOM guy, you might be a Yaesu guy, you might be a Kenwood guy, you may be an HRO guy, you may be a DX Engineering guy.
Your Dodge. I know what you mean. But yeah, that was exciting today. I talked to a guy in Ontario, Canada, and I talked to a guy in Texas, and I also talked to West Africa. So those were all really good solid contacts, and they said that I was, well, the guy in West Africa said I was coming over with about an 8.
Africa, you're doing something right, that's for sure.
Well, I think I almost came close to making a bad mistake when I changed from the low-power off-band CW for my amp startup procedure. I went back over to the standard sideband, and when it went over there, it went back to 100 watts. And I'm trying to go, whoa, I'm taking needles out. And then I finally realized I got to turn it down even though I'm over on, you know what I'm talking about.
All them buttons and knobs and everything, and just remember to take your time and follow your little procedure there. That's the most important thing. After a while, it'll be like riding a bike. You'll have it down so fast, you know. But everybody makes those little errors, and wait till you get excited to see a DX engineer, a DX country out there, and you go ahead and work them, and somebody comes back and they looked up your call sign and they tell you that you're only a general, you're out of your band, been there, done that.
Well, and I am being exceptionally watchful. I've got my band chart laying right there on my little desk by the amp and the radio to make sure I don't do that. Matter of fact, I hit the guy in West Africa on 14260.
I think just about everybody out there has probably made a transmission or two out of band when they were first starting out. I know I have. And I actually got a little pink slip notice from ARRL about that one time. It happens. You know, if you don't make a regular habit of it, they're not going to come and take your radio away or nothing. You might get a little pink notice in the mail telling you to be careful, you know.
Make mistakes, but I am doing my best not to, even though I did today with the amp. With a 100-watt drive, oh, my goodness.
My philosophy, like many others, is life's too short for low power. So I just kind of keep my drive set where it's set, and that's what I do. And never really turn the radio up much. I pretty much leave the radio alone. But sometimes, like here recently, we had a little challenge going with the club members, and I had to dial things way back a little bit, so it took a little bit of getting used to once that was over.
Yep. Now, so when is the next SCDXA meeting?
It is February 20th.
Yeah, I'm kind of relying on Tom, KZ4M, to help me out with that. I went to the one in January where they just got together in 8, and I understand they're just going to do 4 meetings a year, meetings with presentations a year, and then they're going to have the social get-togethers.
Official meetings will be 4 times a year, and we'll put some kind of a presentation on. And then the other ones are just sort of get-together. If somebody wants to get together, they can post it up on the board there, and people can go. If people want to get together once a week, I mean, that's really up to the rest of the group, to tell you the truth.
The meeting on the 20th, is that an official meeting?
Yeah, that's the first official meeting of 2020. I have not put together a presentation yet. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I tried a couple of different things that I was looking into, which did not happen. So I'm not sure what I'm planning for that meeting at this point in time. But there will be some kind of presentation, but I never announce it until the actual meeting itself. And it's always a surprise.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Can I come? Can I come?
Of course, everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a member, or you can't be a member, or you can just come once or twice or whatever you like. We don't have any real restrictions.
Yeah, I want to start participating in that. You know, like I said, the meeting last month, I enjoyed myself, especially with a couple of the guys that were there.
Are you on the Group I.O. board, the SEDXA Group I.O. board?
I don't know if Dave got me on there or not. I can't remember Dave's call sign. Shoot. He's teaching the extra class right now.
Yeah, that's Dave Ivey. No, if you're on the Group I.O. board, it would have been through me because I manage that. So if you want to get on it, it's kind of like a chat board where you can post stuff, questions, answers, chit-chat. You can post DX. You can post pretty much anything you want. If you're building an antenna and you have questions or if you're looking to buy something or sell something, shoot me an email. bob@nd7j.com, and I'll send you an invite so that you can get on it, and you can set your preferences whether you want to get informed as to every time somebody posts a message, or if you just want to get them once a day or once a week or however. There's several different ways. Shoot me an email and I'll send you an invite.
Fantastic. bob@nd7j.com.
And one.
Remember to do that tonight. Either that or it'll be around 1 o'clock tomorrow. Well, good enough. Well, I don't want to be hogging up the airspace. Is anybody else in there?
Right, I went into the parking lot to meet them. I wanted to drive my truck to kind of give it a little drive around here. So I'll catch you again. Holler if you need some help on anything. And we'll talk to you later. November Delta 7, Japan. And I'm going to go into the restroom.
Quick question before you go. How many miles did you have on that I-5 engine before it went down?
Again?
How many miles on that I-5 engine did you have before it went down?
About 125,000.
Early. Okay. All right, well, just curious. All right, guy. I enjoyed the conversation as always, and I appreciate it very much. ND7J, have a good evening. 73's KN4 VWA. Clear after your final.
73, ND7J clear.
This is 87LT connected. 7LT disconnected.
Before DJW mobile.
This is Warren. Are you headed to the meeting tonight?
I'm headed that way now. I see a wall of taillights, though, in front of me. Looks like it's as busy out here this month as it was last.
Well, I thought I would head over to it also and check things out. I don't think I've been to a bar's meeting. And got a friend of mine from church, amateur operator. He's coming too, I think, over.
Good. I had an email conversation with someone else, and they said they're coming too. So we've got some new people going to be there tonight. That's pretty good.
Over to it. I'm I'm thinking it's probably past time to try to get a little active here in the group other than just the testing.
Do you participate in the testing sessions?
I really enjoy that. It's a great opportunity to meet the new hams and find out about them, and I just try to, you know, keep them calm, and I just really enjoy it.
Well, that's good. So you know Mike and Gary then. They're the two that I know that do that. I know there's others. We really do appreciate them, but we have you guys to thank for all the AO calls, the KO calls that are coming out now, and the KN and the KM and the KKs, all that before.
Although we grade it, but they get the score that they earned. But I tell you, we have you know, since I've been doing the testing classes, the course, that has really been a nice addition.
Absolutely. It takes a village. Everybody's doing their part. And it sounds like everybody's starting to step up a little bit, step it up a notch. And that's cool. Get back like it used to be, where there's 60, 80, 100 check-ins every night and get activity up. That's really good.
And really enjoyed, you know, getting to know and work with the guys at the test session. So, you know, they've become special friends. So I'm hoping I'll be able to add some more to that tonight.
I have the prototype repeater out there tonight. You didn't happen to bring a handheld, did you?
I did. So that's I'm very excited about that.
We're wanting to have a floating noise floor or squelch setting that floats along with the noise floor. There's a issue up there. I guess I've seen it down here in the valley too. There's a hump on the noise floor, and it goes up and down the noise floor. And when it's hovering right at our input, that's when the repeater is just ker-chunking on its own, and people tend to think that's somebody out there intentionally doing it. And oftentimes it's not. It's just that hump just kind of slowly goes up and down the bands. What we want is a noise floor that goes up and down with it, the squelch setting. So I loaded an RTL SDR on the repeater last Friday. It came in and it broke it. I worked all weekend to get the thing working again. Evidently there's something that came out with the latest release of the operating system that doesn't sit well with the sound card. So I finally had to go back and pull back a backup to get the thing to working again. Not 100% functional like it was, but it's getting there.
BG.
It is N4HHC.
Repeater right there, Dave. Can you hear me pretty good?
Sounds like you're sitting in the seat right next to me, Kevin. That's the best I've ever heard you.
This is the Yagi. That's the beam I was telling you about, the 14-element Yagi. The high gain. Don't know, man. The SWR is a little higher today than it usually is. I didn't understand that. It went up higher than what it is. I got about 2.5 in SWR.
Signal, any? I don't know how much power you're putting into it, but your full-scale, full-quieting, I could hear a pin drop in the room where you are, and there's not any pins dropping. It's totally silent. Sounds really good.
We're out there. Is it still the same?
No change.
Amplifier off, that's just medium power. I think it's about 15 watts.
That's all you need right now. Conditions could get worse in an hour from now or 10 minutes from now, but right now that's all you need.
Man, well, I'm going to let y'all carry on. I got to run the bargains down here right quick in Pelzer, and we'll holler back at y'all a little bit later. KN4, UBG, 73 is there, buddy, and I'll be clear.
All right, Kevin. Well, you got it working. Keep at it. You're doing a good job. W4DJW Mobile. Go ahead, Warren.
I'm on Wade Hampton here, just going by Planet Fitness. I think this is a little bit of a shadow, understand, about Paris Mountain and the repeater, over.
Right, behind you. I'm in front of Country Boys. I'm not sure where that fitness center is, but if it's getting closer to Bob Jones and Red Lobster and 291, that's where the shadow's at its thickest.
Going by the QT, going through the stoplight there now, the QT and Lytle's, heading to the intersection up here at the cemetery and Pleasantburg and Wade Hampton.
Yeah, you're going to be getting in the thick of it pretty soon if you're not there already. I'm about 2 miles, maybe three behind you.
Oh, we'll plow the way for you here. N4HHC.
Yeah, I got stuck at the at the red light at West Lee Road or East Lee? West Lee, I guess it is. 7-Eleven in Wells Fargo.
Actually, don't live too far from that location. Go down East Lee, one block, and turn right on Elaine Avenue, and I'm two speed bumps down the road.
Exactly where you're talking about. That's where I grew up. Turn down East Lee Road, and you go down to that store that used to be at the fork before you forked off and went to Avon Park on East Lee, over there between Avon Park and Sheffield Forest. I know exactly where you're at. We used to cut through where you're talking about, Elaine, to go to my aunt and uncle's house where all my cousins live. So I've probably been up and down that road 1,000 times.
So I was looking at right there as you turn on to East Lee. There was a business there that had usually had a couple used cars there. I stopped in to take a look at one, got to talking with the fella, and his father actually built a lot of the homes down Elaine, so that was really something.
Smaller world than we think it is, isn't it? That's cool. That's really cool. It's a tiny, tiny world. But Western Family Steakhouse across from what used to be Kmart was where I got my first real job, something other than cutting grass or, fixing lawnmowers or something like that. And I used to walk back and forth from Avon Park to Western Family Steakhouse when I walked to work before I had a car. So I walked right by Elaine a few times.
So is that I think I had eaten at that place before. It's not there now, but that's interesting.
Second place now. That was Isham that owned that. Later, he got together with a bunch of other people and created Ryan's Steakhouse.
It's true, but I think I ate there before. It was Ryan's Steakhouse.
It was Ryan's, but they created the home office for Ryan's was down there in Greer. But Mr. Isham and his wife Kitty are the ones that created the Western Family, and it stayed that way for a long time. But it's a Mexican restaurant now.
It was empty for quite a while, and I was really glad when that Mexican restaurant moved in there. It seems to be doing well.
Really good location. It was booming. I washed many dishes there, bussed many tables, and cooked many steaks. Oh, boy, those days. Those were the old days. That was back in the 70s.
Oh, my. That's something. Yeah, so that's pretty neat. So I guess my old days would be the early 70s and 60s. My first job was like yours, cutting a lot of grass. I remember cut 1 yard for $1.50.
The same time frame. I got $2 a yard, except for this one lady who had like 4 yards, and we got a buddy of mine. We'd get together and cut her grass, and we'd get $7, $3.50 a piece. And it was huge. She had like 1,000 cats, and we never hit a cat, but normal size yard, it was $2 a yard. That was a lot of work for $2.
Yeah, That's really something. Then I moved into the big league. After I graduated from high school, or was it my junior year? I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, worked for my dad at auto parts store. I got $1.60 an hour. And then the next summer I worked construction for $1.75 an hour, so I got a big bonus.
I didn't remember how much I was making until you said that. And $1.65 seems like that was the minimum wage there for a while, so that must have been what I was making there. And then I think I moved from there over to Winn-Dixie, unloading trucks, and I got a really big raise there. I was like up to $1.80 or $1.90 or something like that. That was a huge raise.
In the big league there, they had all that cash you didn't know what to do with.
I spent it on back tires for my Pontiac Firebird. Spinning the tires off of it all the time. Go and buy a used tire, spin it off, and go buy another one and spin that off.
Pretty neat. I didn't have to pay for too many tires. I would spin the ones off the company car. So I got out of having to buy tires.
They broke me, and I dropped back to a dune buggy with tires so big the little engine on it couldn't spin them. Those tires lasted forever. Really big back tires, a Volkswagen with a fiberglass body on it, and huge back tires. It was cold in the wintertime, though.
Neat. Well, I'm going through downtown here. All right. Lot of traffic around. I'm gonna put the mic down here and pay attention to my traffic. We'll see in a little bit, Dave. This is N4HHC.
To enter to town too. See where that left arrow is. You probably already went by it. Anyway, I'll catch you at the meeting. W4DJW Mobile.
N4HHC. This is K4LSA. So I'm on Washington Avenue, going the back route. I went 25, so I'm really close right now. I'm actually up to I'll be real close to Grove Road here in just a second.
Jason, well, I'm getting ready to go past all the county offices here, so. We'll see in just a little bit. If you get there first, save me a seat.
Sounds good. Be safe. We'll see in just a little bit. This is K4LSA.
HHC.
W4DJW.
Are you there yet?
Can you help?
I do. I've got two crates. Well, one Pelican case and a cake crate that I got to bring in.
Tomorrow, when you get close, we'll come out.
Oh.
I'll help you.
W4DJW clear.
Here, WD40 right.